USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Day 5 of the Russian invasion into Ukraine. Many experts said the country would fall over the weekend. It did not. As the resolve of the Ukrainian people is reminding Americans what freedom is all about. As Russia has amassed a large column of war equipment and supplies just outside of Kyiv, British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace tells LBC what he knows.
About 30 kilometers to the northwest is the big armored column that has been shown on the media to some extent, and they're all in a sort of line waiting to try and go forward. They have slowed because of, again, strong Ukrainian resistance. Obviously, the tactic of the Russians is to try and encircle Kiev.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks at a venue near the Belarusian border. Joe Biden's Justice Department ended a Trump-era program that countered Chinese espionage against the United States. The DOJ claimed it created a climate of fear among Asian Americans. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
As many Americans have grown weary of government officials and their COVID mandates, New York is changing gears.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul made the announcement Sunday afternoon.
Given the decline in our rates, our hospitalization, strong vaccination rates, and the CDC guidance, my friends, the day has come.
As students return to school this week, the statewide mask mandate will be lifted.
However, there are some states, some counties in the state of New York where they have a higher rate of transmission. We will allow them the flexibility to determine what's best for their county.
Case in point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who wants another week to see if COVID cases go down even further. If that happens, the city will lift its mask mandate for public schools next Monday. He will also remove the key to NYC, city vaccination requirements for restaurants, entertainment, and fitness centers at that time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As the Biden administration continues to buy oil from Russia, many on Capitol Hill are pointing to the president's execution of our energy sector as a strong reason why we're in this place in history. Republican representative from Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick on Newsmax.
We got to stop importing Russian oil. We got to start producing our own oil here, reopen the Keystone XL pipeline, permanently shut down Nord Stream 2, and not only become energy independent here, but become an energy exporter to Europe, who is right now addicted to Russian energy. That's why we've had the slow response to getting the Ukrainians the help they need. This is a crisis that could have been avoided. It was a result of a lot of bad decisions, starting with Afghanistan, second with energy decisions here domestically. All those can be remedied. It's never too late. Ukrainian people are spirited, they're passionate, they're willing to fight for their country, but they need our help.
Representative Steve Chabot says President Biden's leadership on the world stage is why countries are moving toward land grabs over sovereign countries.
President Ghani in Afghanistan not too long ago, which was another huge debacle by this administration, they essentially showed weakness when we need strength. We need peace through strength, as Ronald Reagan said, not this weakness, which is emboldening the world's worst actors, from Putin in Ukraine to Xi potentially in Taiwan. These are actions that this president has taken which are just the opposite of what he should have done.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.